China says it will start issuing passports to its citizens again, starting next month. It's the latest loosening of COVID restrictions that have been on the books in China for almost 3 years. This comes just before China's biggest travel holiday, the Lunar New Year in late January. Not surprisingly, Japan, Taiwan, and other nearby governments are nervous about virus cases, and they are tightening rules for Chinese travelers, requiring them to show negative COVID tests. The U.S. is considering new restrictions, too.
Here in the U.S., university students are bracing for a decision that could dramatically affect the admissions process. Next year, the Supreme Court will rule on whether race should be a factor in admitting students at Harvard University and the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Colleges and universities throughout the country could feel the impact of that decision. And at universities like Harvard, there's growing concern that a court decision to strike down affirmative action in admissions could reduce diversity on college campuses. From member station WBUR, Max Larkin reports.
Muskan Arshad is glad to be at Harvard. It feels like a world away from Bentonville, Arkansas, the small, predominantly white town where Arshad grew up. Her family migrated from India when she was five. Bentonville didn't always feel like home.
I never felt accepted and okay being brown and being a person of color, being Asian American in Arkansas. It felt very unsafe.
Arshad, now a sophomore, says that being at Harvard changed everything, down to her sense of herself.
And I think I really understood just like the benefit of having being in such a diverse place and feeling like my race wasn't something that I had to hide away and be ashamed of.
That may come as a surprise, given Harvard's reputation as exclusive, wealthy, and historically white. But the last decade really has seen a minor explosion of racial diversity at the school. You can't miss it in the multiracial, multilingual crowd in the campus center. In 2010, almost half of Harvard undergraduates were white students from the U.S. 10 years later, it was nearer a third. That made room for about 1,000 more students of color. Harvard says that progress depends on its ability to consider students' race in admissions decisions, and that its racial diversity would decline if affirmative action were taken away. The Supreme Court could do just that next spring or summer. Several in the court's 6-3 conservative majority sounded skeptical during oral arguments. In a companion case against the University of North Carolina, Justice Clarence Thomas asked lawyers to explain the word at the heart of their case.
I've heard the word diversity quite a few times, and I don't have a clue what it means. It seems to mean everything for everyone.
If affirmative action were to go away, racial diversity would likely suffer, at least temporarily. 9 states have banned the practice at their public universities, including Michigan and California. Zachary Bleemer is an economist at the Yale School of Management, and he studied the aftermath of California's ban, which went into effect in 1998.
California public universities, especially the most selective schools, have seen large declines in Black and Hispanic enrollment, both immediately after the affirmative action ban and in the long run.
The Supreme Court has long encouraged colleges to find ways to promote diversity other than explicit bonuses based on the race of an applicant. And Bleemer says California tried to do just that. It built up outreach at predominantly Black and Latino high schools, it opened its doors to top-performing students from any California high school, and it stopped considering standardized tests.
None of these policies are nearly as impactful as race-based affirmative action. Black and Hispanic enrollment maintains a level of much lower than it was prior to 1998.
Harvard has argued that its own race-neutral efforts, like upping financial aid and recruitment, wouldn't be enough to maintain its current racial diversity on their own. But some experts say those efforts have been half-hearted at best. For example, Harvard's admissions system still favors the children of alumni and faculty, who tend to be from white and wealthy backgrounds. The result has been the systematic exclusion of qualified students from low-income backgrounds, according to researcher Richard Collenberg.
So they're racially diverse while being economically tilted toward the rich. That's the model that universities want to pursue.
Not only are wealthy students, on average, better prepared for college life, they cost universities less in scholarships and support. Colin Berg, a former fellow at the Century Foundation, a left-leaning think tank, said an affirmative action ban might weaken the class-based barriers still stubbornly in place.
The real goal should be to create a fair admissions process that identifies students who have managed to do pretty well despite having to surmount hurdles.
Colin Berg believes Harvard's $50 billion endowment puts the school in a better position than most to achieve that goal. There is some evidence that racial diversity can survive even without race-based affirmative action. But if California is any indication, it can take years and lots of experimentation. For Here and Now, I'm Max Larkin.